Mishnah Zayin, after having learned that during the Yom Tov, everyone, even Ami Ha'aretz, are considered to be trusted with regards to Tumah, and we consider them to be pure, the Mishnah tells us that HaPisech es Chovisoi, one who opens up his barrel of wine over Yom Tov and he begins selling the wine, and during the course of Yom Tov, many people touched the wine or touched the barrel, including many Ami Ha'aretz. And the same applies to somebody of a Hamaskel Be'isosoi, one who begins selling his dough. And again, during Yom Tov, Ami Ha'aretz touched that dough, Al Gav HaRegel, for the sake of Yom Tov, and it was considered to be Tahar. He could tell those who were buying it that it's considered to be Tahar. The question of the Mishnah is, what happens after Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda says, Yigmar, he's allowed to finish that batch of dough, and that barrel, he can continue selling that as Tahar. He can tell those who are buying it that it is considered to be Tahar, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rabbanon lifted their restriction, when they said that on Yom Tov, everybody is considered to be Tahar, that means that if anybody touches it during Yom Tov, we view it as if a Tahar person touched it, such that even after Yom Tov, as long as the Ami Ha'aretz don't touch it after Yom Tov, it remains Tahar. However, the Chachom say lo yigmar, you cannot finish selling it and telling people that it's Tahar, because really, there is still a suspicion that the Ami Ha'aretz on Yom Tov are still considered to be Tomei. It's true that on Yom Tov itself, the Rabbanon said that you don't need to worry about that suspicion. But the suspicion still exists, which means that after Yom Tov, one does need to suspect and be concerned about the fact that the Ami Ha'aretz may have been Tomei, and therefore if an Ami Ha'aretz touched it on Yom Tov, the moment Yom Tov goes out, the moment Yom Tov ends, that wine and the dough will be considered to be Tomei. Now another ramification of this idea, that when Yom Tov ends, we look retroactively that the Ami Ha'aretz was Tomei. If you think about it, pretty much all of Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash for the Yom Tov, for the Shalosh Regalim, and many of the utensils which were used in the Beis HaMikdash would have been touched by Ami Ha'aretz. And now, in this case, everybody agrees that after Yom Tov they are considered to be Tomei. We're talking about utensils in the Beis HaMikdash, where we definitely need to be more concerned, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in this case that we need to be concerned about the Tumah the moment Yom Tov ends. And therefore, Misha'ovah HaRegel, once the Yom Tov has ended, Hoyuma Avirin Al Taras HaZara, they would take out all of the utensils in order to take care of the purity of the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we'll see in the next Mishnah, they would dip all of those utensils into a mikveh in order to purify them. Says the Mishnah, Ovah HaRegel B'Yom Shishi, what happens if the Yom Tov ended and the next day was a Friday? So the last day of Yom Tov was a Thursday. In such a case, Lo Hayu Ma'avirin, they would not take out all of the utensils and purify them the day after Yom Tov, on the Friday, Mipnei Kved HaShabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos, in order that the Kohanim have enough time to spend preparing for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Lo B'Yom Chamishi, even if the day after Yom Tov is a Thursday, they would wait until Sunday to do all of this purification, She'ein HaKohanim Penuyin, since the Kohanim are not available the day immediately after Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that they are busy clearing away the ashes which have piled up on the Mizbeach from all the huge numbers of Korbanos which have been brought over Yom Tov by everybody who came. There would be a lot of work which had to be done to clear away the ashes, and therefore they would never have time the next day. So in general, they would wait until 2 days after Yom Tov to purify all of the utensils. But on a case where 2 days after Yom Tov is a Friday, they would wait until Sunday before purifying all of those utensils of the Beis HaMikdash.